It's Spiegel. We are listening back to the best of 2022. Justin, Scott, and Spiegel. It's a question that has baffled humanity for thousands of years. Should we take away Grandma and Grandpa's car keys? The answer is obviously yes, when we look at stories such as old people crashing into Starbucks shops. You know, they tend to think that a Starbucks is their own personal parking lot. I do the stories all the time. In this segment, you'll hear people talking about when they had to take the keys away from their elderly parents. Enjoy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, when you get that old that you start saying whatever, you also get so old that you mistake the brake for the gas. Josh does a story, four people injured in a car crash, Perry Hall in a salon. This was last week.
Even worse, over the weekend. Did you see the one that I sent you?
Yeah.
Where was that?
In Miami.
California or Miami?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you showed. Dude, that's even worse.
It was like live. People were like live streaming it, and there was someone laughing in the video, which was really bizarre.
Like, there's a dead
but
person,
it was an
right?
Old, yeah, there's someone died, and there were like four or five people seriously injured. And it was like an old Mercedes Benz that had an old couple in it, and they just went up over the curb into like this patio dining area type place.
And
just
crushed someone. God. So, our question to you 410-338-1098. Have you ever gotten to the point in the family, pop, Grammy, Nana, Meemaw, did you have to take the keys away? Had to take the keys away. I think, Scott, you told tales of your grandfather, Pops. We love him, but he started getting up there in age a little bit, and we had to step in and take the keys away.
Why don't you shut up?
We had to, buddy. All right.
Yeah.
It's your friend Justin here.
Yeah. Who's this?
What age was he when you guys finally intervened?
I don't exactly know. I need to ask my mom. But, I mean, they obviously had to do it at some point. I mean, the guy's 98 now, so you figure he probably hasn't driven in at least 10 years, I would imagine.
My dad's mid-70s, and it's coming. Luckily, he acknowledges it. Because he can now only drive in a specific time of day and in specific spots. His eyesight's garbage and he's half deaf, he's faking the deaf part.
Just last week, what was it, a salon, Speaks, where the car went up into a salon?
That's right, and then, Perry Hall.
Yeah, and then there was one over the weekend down in Miami, and 9 times out of 10, it's an old person. And it's like, do we not in this country start testing people? I think
the retest is a big thing.
Yeah, like at 70, you should start to have to like retest every couple of years or something.
I'm not opposed to that. I would have you retest me. Your body and eyes and motor.
Of course.
Your twitch ability. Someone was fading into my lane. Your response time just fades, man. So we ask you, when did you have to take the keys away? I got a bunch of stories here. I promised Trav I'd read his. Took my dad's 83rd birthday. He made a left turn into a motorcycle. Two people on the motorcycle hurt badly, but survived. It hit him very hard because he also lost his son in a motorcycle accident. I guess this guy's brother. So he... 83 to crush two people on a motorcycle, and they're like, and we're gonna take the keys from you.
And these old people, they're very resistant.
Yeah,
you gotta force, you gotta you almost have to handcuff them.
It's their
and take
independence
them.
Dude,
yeah. Yeah, well, there's no more independence after 70. Not anymore, on my watch.
I mind coal in Appalachia. I should get to drive if I want.
Somebody said back in the day they were driving with his grandfather, got into a fender bender in the middle of a state highway. The cop came on scene and saw that the date on his driver's license, the date of birth, was 1924 and immediately confiscated it on the spot. I guess they can do that. I don't know, but... And he says it was a good thing because driving with his grandfather was terrifying.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine.
Take your powder blue Cadillac and shove it.
With the huge back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The joke my dad used to make is my grandfather's car was so long. If you got in the back seat and jumped over into the front and got out, You were there.
Yeah.
It was just such a long whip. I mean, when you get to the point, Josh, where the way I look at you, I can only see you from the eyes up. You've been in traffic and you've looked over and you look at the door and you just see the top of someone's tiny head and their arms are above their head holding the wheel. Yeah. Like, get that woman a phone book to sit on. Something.
Grandmother willingly gave her keys up. Oh, no, that's not the one. Oh, here. Just took my 92-year-old grandmother's car away. Much to her chagrin, her 2008 RAV4 looked like it had a complete round of bumper cars. That's what started happening to my grandfather's car. He would just come home and there'd be, like, new dents on it.
Oh, no.
And we were like, what? Like, what's going on?
One of the days that
he
dent.
No.
Why don't you shut up?
Hey. Yeah, one of those dents is going to have a little hair and skin in it one day.
We were waiting for the cops to show up any day. Like, he just ran a man over.
Yeah, you realize there's a jogger mangled up in the engine block. God, this is a bummer. Scott, you mentioned this last week. It's not just because of age, but sometimes the mind. Our buddy Jason, Mr. Wong, he says, my mom had to take the keys away from my grandfather because of Alzheimer's. Yep. One day he went to the grocery store, was gone for hours, came back home with no groceries, no money.
Silver alert.
Couldn't remember where he went or what he did.
Yeah, another one says, father-in-law had Alzheimer's. We had to take his license and truck after he disappeared. Oh. 4 hours he was gone and filling out a silver alert. And then he walks into the house with two large pizzas, three candy bars, a 2 liter of soda, and scraped up knuckles. And he didn't have his wallet when he left. No idea how he got anything. Oh, my God.
That sounds like a pretty good day. That guy won a bar fight and deserved a pizza.
It's like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the elderly edition.
Hell yeah. Ferris Bueller can't remember his day. Nick, what's up, man? When'd you have to take the keys away?
Good morning, guys. Before my great-grandmother died, she had turned 90 and had somehow figured out a way to put diesel in her regular gas engine. And was driving down the road, car started smoking, engine seized, she called the police, they came and got her, car gets towed in, a day later we get called and said, we don't know how she did it, but there's diesel in this gas tank.
Yeah, because you can't
even put
the thing in there. I mean, I've had a family member go, something's wrong with this pump. That's diesel, stupid. So, oh my God. Now, did they put up a fight?
Oh, no, she was cool. And like I said, she took it to her grave how she managed to do it.
Wow, that's impressive. Who knows, man? Maybe she really just shoved that son of a bitch in there. That's how your parents were born.